Hey folks, it's me, Colin. Before we get into this episode's recap, I just wanted to give you all a heartfelt thanks for the warm reception to this second season of ours. I am really happy that people are enjoying it, and it's been a real fun to make. Now, I'm going to come to you, hat in hand, to say that if you are enjoying the show, it would mean the world to me if you'd leave a review for it on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you've been listening to it. It's different with about every platform, but you know what I mean. It really helps the show propagate, and I really appreciate it. Also, I wanted to say thank you to those of you who have written questions into our show blog. Just with how this series is formatted, a lot of those questions will get answered in time, but I will absolutely get to those that I can answer now when I have a free moment. That's all I had to say. Thanks again, and on to the show. Okay, recap. So last time you arrived at the wrong town. You were deeper and underground in the city of Glass. You began to make contact with your employer via a bug ritual that'll take about 27 hours to complete. But in the process of finding a body for that ritual, Booker sustained a fallout which is suddenly calling him deep below the town, towards some distant beckoning point. And we're going to zoom right where we were at having discovered that corpse.
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Ain't that some fantastic luck?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm actually going to, because we have specified that it is a fresh corpse, I'm going to go and Ledger's going to, I think, close his eyes with his fingers and say a little prayer and ask him, did the mushrooms make you kill yourself? Because he has them growing out of him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, well, in what sense do you mean that question? As in, did the mushrooms force him to kill himself, or did he kill themselves because of the mushrooms?
Did the mushrooms force him to kill? Well, you know what? No.
You can ask a more general question as well. I don't think it has to be specific.
Yeah,
why did
no,
you
I
kill
don't
yourself.
Think like, yeah, why did you sure. Kill why yourself? Did why did you kill yourself?
The corpse kind of like they like rasps, right? Like whispers.
Yeah, it's like their last gasp. I think is what the.
Yeah, I think the head like turns and it's missing like the top half of its head. And it says, she was taking me, all of me, and I was going to take the kids and my wife and my grandmother, and I was going to bring them to her. I could feel it. I needed to do it, but I stopped myself. The only way I knew how.
Well, that's very brave of you, son.
Thank you.
What kind of gun does he have?
An old-fashioned, like, flintlock pistol.
Cool. I think Ledger's gonna pick... He's gonna go to grab the gun, and as he grabs it, he picks the gun up, and then I think that, like, the flesh on his hand kind of starts to fade away, revealing his true form, and the pistol starts to rust in his hand. And he kind of jumps back and drops it.
Oh, look at that.
What the hell? Wait, did we see this? I don't know.
Maybe you probably would have, yeah. He looked okay. Over his shoulder at his death and then back at his hand, which is now returned to normal, and then back at the pistol, which has like a the parts of it that are metal. I think it can also decay. Yeah, I assume that this pistol counts as a machine construct or mechanism.
I agree.
It's just like a little, it's like rusted decay in like the shape of his bony handprint. He looks down at it and he's like,
Ick.
Damn.
You okay there, Ledger?
Never done that before.
You can't do that to any of us, right?
You want me to try?
That's all right. We got our corpse, right?
He's going to start walking towards the tunnel.
Yeah,
hey buddy, corpse over here.
Where the hell are you going?
I have to do something.
Wait, can you just wait one damn second? We got a whole, 27 hours?
Sometimes. Yeah, let's just get this thing set up, huh, Booker?
Just take a second.
Do things.
I think what we need is this way.
Are you pointing like down into a hall? Like down off into the distance?
Like, Colin, is there a nearby hole like where the tunnel would be or no?
I think you are... I like the image of you are pointing like down and to the left, kind of towards the floor. Like you are pointing like a magnet. Like you're pointing in a nonsensical direction.
Yeah, he's doing
but also
that.
Like you are clearly pointing and out.
Halo, make sure he doesn't go anywhere for just a damn minute, please.
Halo's investigating the corner floor piece that Booker's pointing to. How do we get down there?
Do we gotta get smaller?
Just don't do anything foolish for about 5 minutes. Bailey, where's that? Where's those instructions?
Here you go.
We're gonna do. I don't remember precisely what the thing is, but we're gonna do it.
You have to stuff blood sand into one of the corpse's orifices.
Oh, that's right.
All right, ass. Obviously. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think Ledger grabs the head and like pulls the pour it into the hole in the top of his head. His head. Oh my
god. I don't know, real creative, Ledger.
It wouldn't stay in there. I think he's gonna like grab the top of like the rim where his skull is exploded and use that to like tilt his head back and then put his other hand on the corpse's jaw and just kind of like pull the mouth open after he like he set the corpse to rest and now he's kind of desecrating it. He's like, all right, right in the mouth there should suffice.
Oddly charged in a very intimate way.
Yeah, there's real sexual energy to this corpse interaction. You pour the blood sand into his mouth. The next step is you have to put the beetle, whoever has the beetle, on top of it.
I think we decided that Halo had the beetle.
No, it was like Booker. No, Bailey. I think Bailey took the beetle.
Bailey took my beetle.
I don't think I took the beetle. I remember I yelled at someone's beetle and walked away.
Oh my god, guys. So we left the beetle. We left the beetle in Calamity. Oh, fuck.
I have it in my inventory, but I thought that like I took it, and then I thought that I gave it because Halo was like wanted the beetle. So I was like, all right.
No, he just like made a comment. He's like, oh, I don't have a beetle anymore, but he didn't do anything about it. So you have
I have Downfall's beetle, and then in brackets beside it, Albright may be very strong. Could he fix a lamp?
Definitely.
D6. So
you are the beetle custodian beetle right now.
Yeah, I'll rummage around in one of the pouches of my trench coat and realize that he's not there and he moved to a different pocket and I'll kind of pull him out and set him down.
Awesome. And then the third thing is that you have to play the small melody listed on the slip of paper with this wooden flute and then wait 27 hours.
I don't suppose any of y'all's a flautist by trade. Perhaps in a past life.
I can always try if you need me to.
All right, let's see it then. Play us a little ditty.
I'm going to grab this flute and play a ditty. How's it going?
Yeah, what does the song sound like, Colin?
It sounds exactly like Horizon by New Jabez.
Bailey, what a tune.
Bailey manages to somehow rip like the whole entirety of Dragula by Rob Zombie on a wooden flute.
It's really good.
Okay, guys?
That was great. Upon completion of the melody, your beetle begins to burrow into the corpse, making a nasty wet noise as it disappears into the viscera. You hear crunching and squishing.
I guess we'll let him have some fun in there.
Seems like he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Let's come back later.
Do you think we should set anything up around here? I guess the corpse will be fine. No one's going to be looking for it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You got any charcoal or something?
No. I don't.
You can have charcoal if you want.
Well, yeah, I actually got one right under my shoe. Here you go.
You are the junk mage. You would always have
to. Yeah, you should have little pieces of junk.
You guys have miscellaneous supplies. So it's not too
hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put an X on the door. Just make sure no one goes in.
Ledger is going to write on the wall above the body.
Mine.
please do not disturb my corpse. And then like a little smiley face beside it. That should take care of it, I think.
Can we go? We need to look.
We'll go. We'll go now. All right.
All right. Let's deal with this new thing now. What in the hell?
Sounds like Booker is leading the way.
Booker is following a scent like a dog. You can't quite explain where.
Oh, hold on, Booker. Hold on. Where are you going? What do you need?
It's down there. Something valuable. I don't know.
Which direction was the farm? Do we know? Maybe the farm is in the similar direction as your destination. Go two places at once.
It's worth noting that.
Yeah.
So like, the direction you're being pulled is vaguely similar to the direction of the valuable thing, but it's not directly towards it. It's like something else. Like, if you think about if the valuable thing is directly beneath you, the thing you are being pulled towards is like down and to the right, if you think about it like that.
I see.
Just so you know.
Well, in Booker's mind, he just needs to go down.
Yes.
Is this a mind fallout?
Do you feel like you deserve to know that? Do you feel like you deserve to know that?
I feel like it was said and I just wasn't listening. That's why I was asking.
I think it might be I might be adapted from a major mind fallout. I don't actually know.
Because I was like, maybe he just needs a drink is what I was going to propose.
I think
to
this
try to help him here.
I think it might be a modified version of, yeah, it's a modified version of a minor echo. I made it more severe.
Okay. Well, that's going to be harder to fix.
But luckily, well, this one goes away once you get there. So it's fine.
Nice. That's sick.
Start digging then. Yeah.
We have nothing but time at the moment. I do not see the harm in indulging this little curiosity, so long as it does not get us all killed.
Yeah, Booker, you have a really good sense of how to get there, too.
All right.
Like, you're following the fucking pie smell. You're floating. So you find a way to the farms, which are typically accessed by a rudimentary elevator. But that is not currently operational, so you use the stairs. After a brief descent, you come out into an exceptionally warm and humid cave, which is dimly lit by lichen growing on the stone ceiling. The cave has been carefully excavated, expanding what no doubt was once a small natural formation into a wide open area. The air is filled with an earthy smell from the variety of mushrooms and fungi which grow in patches around the cave. There are only two workers in the mushroom fields, cutting up these fruiting bodies and putting them into sorting bins near a small office built into the cave wall with a large sign proclaiming quartermaster over the top. And around this room, you notice that there are these, especially where the mushrooms are growing, there are these large, thick, metallic conduits which seem to come out of the ground, and they occasionally throb and make this distinctive swishing noise, followed by the expulsion of some steam. And a lot of these conduits terminate in clusters of, like, pistons, which are, like, sputtering and pulsing in time with these tubes. And these are likely responsible for the heat and humidity here.
That's fucking sick.
Tube fucks.
The domain here is technology.
I mean, okay. I assume Booker's not trying to lead us to the quartermaster's office.
No, yeah. So where's Booker drawn to here?
So at the back of the cave, it goes deeper. Like, there's a downward slope. I think they mentioned something about there being multiple levels to the farms. And that's where you're kind of getting pulled right now. I think you would also notice at this point that the extremely valuable thing is kind of towards the quartermaster and down.
Okay. Booker's going to say we need to go there after. But he's not going to be going in that direction. Is anyone trying to stop him from going? Because otherwise he's just going to keep trying to navigate.
I'll just jog alongside, I guess. Yeah. See where this leads.
Oh, I figured we should probably talk to the quartermaster before anything, but...
Why? We need to go now.
See, the more insistent you are about us going down that way, the more suspicious it makes me.
Booker's just going to go.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Did one of us go with him?
I suppose so. Who wants to volunteer? I'll go if somebody else wants to talk to the quartermaster. I kind of just wanted to get some information on the nature of this peculiar threat.
I think a guy at the quartermaster's desk starts like yelling like, hey, where are you going?
I guess we're going all together. He's going to rush over.
I think we should learn about dangers before we wander off anywhere. He looks very proud of himself.
See, I have taught you something.
Exactly.
I agree. Bailey, can you make sure Booker doesn't go get himself killed?
I'm already running after him. Don't worry.
Wrangle him back here, perhaps.
Drag him back by his rat tail.
So we don't have to split the party, because I know Colin doesn't want us to do that.
I mean, you'll see. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. You'll see.
So you go, as Bailey goes off to wrangle Booker, you go to the quartermaster desk. It's in front of like a cavern wall. There's a bunch of tools and supplies on the shelves behind the desk. And then there's this like big boarded up passage in which a lot of these tubes seem to originate from behind him. And as you approach the office, you don't have it. Never mind. Never mind.
What?
That's all. That's Jim. All I have to say. Jim.
The beetle. No.
There's a guy. There's a guy here. He's
you guys know where my beetle is.
Hello to you. Like, hey, you're not reinforcements, right?
Well, I suppose that depends on how you look at things. We were actually looking to pass through your farm to Camp Rascal, but I'm told that there is some kind of situation that is driving folk out of town.
Yes, that is accurate. I do not think you will be able to pass through the farms at this current juncture, sir.
Would you care to elaborate, perhaps?
There's a bad parasitic macrofungal organism, which we've taken to call the Pale Mother, which seems to be eating our farms and our people. And we've lost three of our farm levels already, but we managed to set up a fire break down there, and that's where the foreman is. It's only a matter of time till we see what happens, but I ain't optimistic, sir.
So you're just... Well, why don't y'all leave then?
If you're not supporting... We used to have a bigger population. You probably saw them leaving when you got here.
Yeah.
These mushrooms are very valuable. And we've made a good bit of money harvesting them. So if we can hold the fire break or figure something out, then we get a stay. And if not, then we want to milk these farms for as much as we can get before we head out.
I see. Well, that makes some sense to me. And so the way to Camp Rascal is down right through and past the horrible...
Yeah, and that was a big part of our income, too, was just charging taxes on everyone passing through the farms, going to Camp Rascal, and that used to be all good, but then it stopped being good.
Yeah, well, what exactly happens to the people down there? Because knowing my stubborn and headstrong compatriots, I suspect we may end up trying to make a go of it anyways, peril be damned.
You might want to talk to the foreman, because he's looking for helping hands, and he's got schemes, you know, demons and their schemes. Not that there's anything wrong with being a demon. He looks at Halo.
Schemes. Halo will remember this.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I believe we may go see the foreman. In fact, I believe one of my companions is already on his way down.
Cool. Bro, he gives you a sick high five.
Whoa.
He says, see you on the hang side, brother. And gets on a big skateboard and he does a kickflip on the desk.
They're friends now.
Of course.
All right, let's go see what Booker's doing.
Meanwhile in hell.
Booker and Bailey, what are you up to?
The fires, they burn.
Power walking.
Buddy, do you know where you're going?
Yes, this way.
Okay, you're pointing at the ground right now. What are you? But you seem to know your way, a path. Why haven't you told us this before?
Don't you feel it?
I don't feel. Okay, wait. He's gonna stand in front of you. You got a yearning, don't you? You got a feeling for something you can't explain, and it's bringing you somewhere, right?
You do get it. Come on, let's go. And he's trying to get around you.
Wait, listen, buddy. I've been there. I've been there before. Okay, you just gotta let me know if we're. You know, and he hefts his blunderbuss up. Are we walking into something here?
Whatever it is, I don't think you'll need that. And he lowers the blunderbuss.
All right. Lead the way. I'll follow you.
Great. I think you probably regroup at this point.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
And you go down to another sub-level two. It's just more mushrooms. interestingly, though, here are the conduits kind of like... There's like a column of them, almost, where they kind of like spiral together, making this kind of like a, almost looks like a spool of twine or something. And Bailey, you recognize this place. This was sketched in the journal of one Checker Graham, who your entire research history is based on.
What the fuck is this? I'm going to pull out my notes, which I assume I have, and quickly, like, ruffle through them and hold up the notebook.
This is the place! Oh my god!
Exactly!
This is sketched in! Oh, you genius! He hugs Booker. Oh my god! You knew! You knew! Oh my god, we gotta follow his sense more often! Oh my god, can I discern this place? Would that work?
Sure!
I want to, like, see if I could, like, just learn as much as I can. Is this discern...
technology. Which is you're very good at.
Discern technology.
See what I can give you.
Oh, yeah.
Really in his element.
All right. I think I'm just doing this without help because I'm so excited.
Critical success. That's impressive. Okay.
Yeah.
You know where this place is. It's described. It's not clear. I don't think anything is dated in this journal you have, because it's kind of, we kind of talked about how it's kind of shitty. It's not very scientific, but it talks about about on this researcher's journey, who you kind of based all of your, like, educational decisions on this very fringe theory about the City of Glass actually being a machine. The researcher Checker Graham arrived at this town. He called it an unnamed town where there were negotiations going on between the local flora/fauna/? And the settlers. And then he has this sketch of this column of these conduits, and he says, the conduits go deeper into the city. I'm going to find their origin. This may be a big break for my theory.
But that's
all he wrote about this place. Like, there's more entries later, but he doesn't write anything more about it.
I think Bailey stuffs his notebook into his pocket, and then he rushes over to Booker. He's like, you want to go lower, right? You want to go lower?
Yes, that's accurate.
Perfect.
Right, that is accurate.
All right. Hey, we're going to go lower real quick. All right.
What in the hell?
Okay, Booker, just take me there. Okay, follow your nose. Do whatever.
Let's go.
Great.
I'm rushing off now. Together with him.
You arrive, all of you, at sub-level 3. It is noticeably cooler here than it is in the hotter, more moist upper levels. All the mushrooms here are kind of shriveled and dying. Even, like, the glowing lichen on the ceiling seems to be doing very poorly. They're like supplementary lanterns which have been put around. At the far end of the room, you see a big spout of blue flames erupt, followed by a very harsh, acrid smell. Where the flames originated from, there is a group of about 6 people standing behind a makeshift barricade made out of wheelbarrows, fencing, and farm equipment. 5 of those figures are human, and 1 kind of looks like a demon. And the 5 humans are all dressed in the garb of the Church of the Holy Bruce.
Huh.
But they're kind of turned away from you. They're not really paying attention to you at this point.
Am I drawn to the fire, or, like?
Yeah, that where the fire is, that's where you gotta go.
How am I gonna get past that?
I don't know. Is that where you need to go?
Behind the fire.
Yeah, the fire has subsided. It was one big spout.
Okay.
Then I guess let's go make our introductions. Maybe we can get past them.
You think they can get us past there?
Maybe we gotta ask. I don't know. They're probably gonna ask us questions regardless. Maybe we just walk into this.
All right. I'm trusting
you. I'm with you. I'm trusting you. Let's go.
Booker starts walking towards them then.
I am too. Unless no one's gonna stop us.
Why stop? So you approach them. The demon, who is apparently the foreman, turns to you. He is a humanoid demon whose skin is composed of thousands of tessellated lips spiraling out from his mouth. The lips occasionally move, but they never open, except for the ones where the mouth is. Those ones do open. That's nice. And he says, who are you?
We're travelers. We need to go. We need to go there.
Travelers. You could go where?
Booker's pointing again.
Just real quick.
You look like capable folk.
Yeah, we're capable.
I feel like you guys really fucked up this guy's whole strategy by, like, being really eager to go do the thing he thought he was going to have to convince you to do.
It's his pitch. He's worked on it so hard. Yeah.
You want to go that way?
Yeah.
Do you mind doing me a favor? And I'll let you. I'll just let you go.
Sure.
Do that.
What
do you need?
Depends. We need to go soon, though.
Like when you say go, do you mean like? Well, it's fine. So we don't like. We're kind of low on personnel. You may have guests, and do you know the situation? You can just come straight here, right?
Listen, can this wait any longer? Like, or what's your favorite? We need to go.
Okay. In short, there's a bad white fungus down there. And the only thing that seems to get it to stop is when we take the fluid from the conduits here in the farms and we set it on fire. It's called lymph. We call it lymph, okay? When it's set on fire, it seems to really upset the fungus. It kills it really quickly. It makes it retreat. Makes its soldiers retreat. And its mycelium retreat. And so we've sent a couple people in with these bombs filled with the stuff. And they didn't come back, but they were just farmers. But you look capable, and you're also extremely enthusiastic about going there right now. So I would like to give this to you. And he gives you this giant metal canister that's like swishing with fluid and has like a crude wick at the top. He says, just go find, like, if you could find like the heart of this mycelium, or just like, you know, like the core of it or whatever, and just like blow this up.
And you want this, right?
Yeah. So like we have our mushrooms and we're cool with those, but these mushrooms are new and they've kind of been eating our farms. So we want to probably stop it.
Listen, it sounds dangerous there. I think Booker's going to try casting Crave on him.
Okay. What are you making him, trying to make him crave?
You should come with us.
Oh God. So you know the part, you know the part of Crave where it says if you try to make someone do something that they usually would not want to do, it's risky?
Yeah.
That applies here. Also, does this
I feel like he wants to destroy the fungus, though.
He wants to destroy the fungus, but he does not want to go into the fungus, or else he would have done it already.
This seems like a suicidal thing you're asking him to do. Also, why do you want him to come with?
I don't know how dangerous it is there.
Just an extra hand.
He described it as really scary.
I mean, it doesn't seem scary to you. It seems like it's home. TBH.
You know what? You're right. Never mind. We don't have to crave.
If you want him, you can have him.
It's up to you. You can have him, but like...
No, I didn't think it would be risky.
I think even Bailey is just like... He's like, you know, this seems like a really hard thing. Some rewards? Nah, it's fine. Actually, we'll do it for free. Don't worry. Like demon, jogging in place.
The demon kind of looks to Halo and is like...
Hey, we've caught up, I imagine, at this point.
Yeah, you're all here. Hey, what's up? You know what you're getting into here, cousin?
My name's Halo.
That's good. Are you cool? Are you with these people of your own free will?
Oh my god. He looks back at them. No. He's like, well, yes, these are my friends.
Cool.
We're a wandering group of heroes, and Halo here is a valuable member.
It was the mascot.
Yeah. I think everyone here seems very uncomfortable with your mannerisms.
Mine or Halo's?
Can I possibly be intriguing or unsettling an NPC?
I think, like, it's not even you, Halo. It's like Booker, and then that you're all kind of like cool with it.
We're an unsettling group, aren't we?
There's a very manic energy to how you're reacting to the situation.
We're totally normal. You guys are the ones who are freaks.
So yeah, I guess you can mark off that beat just by virtue of being down with this. You've been given this big canister. I guess if you want to add it to your inventory, it is I'll just post it.
Thank
in a
you.
Weird order.
Have we only gotten one or two?
It's big. That's okay. So it's a D8 volatile awkward technology lymph bomb.
I'll take that. Bailey's gonna take it.
It's as awkward as it, like, you can't really put it in your backpack it's you have to hold this with two hands. It's who's holding it?
I'll hold it because I want him to point us forward.
Great. So yeah, I think the guy begins to give you instructions on how to like get down there, but Booker's already leading the way. Mm-hmm. And then I think like people start whispering to each other as you walk away, pointing at you a little bit. The foreman, the demon, kind of like doesn't have a normal face. It doesn't really make an expression, but there's kind of like a blankness to the look. Like, hope this works. Hope these freaks can do it.
Do they just gamble it on some randos who walk by?
I wouldn't you?
Who else are they going to get?
No. Like, wouldn't you? I would.
Fresh, throw some fresh bodies at this thing.
Yeah, fuck it. So the lower three sublevels of which you're in now have these little white tendrils of mycelium, which are kind of wrapping around the conduit cables and other technological devices. There's evidence of like some fighting here. There's like dried blood stains, a lot of like burnt rock and melted farming equipment. There's no corpses though. And eventually you reach the sixth sublevel, which is the end of the farms proper. And the mycelium is a lot denser. Like the floors and walls are all covered in this white squishy matter. And the air is really hazy and extremely moist and filled with like a musty smell. And then at the end of the sublevel is like a small passageway, which you presume is where you need to go. And next to it is a body of indeterminate gender that has been partially subsumed by the mycelium. There are creeping white tendrils weaving through its skin. The top half of its head has been destroyed by what appears to have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound from the overgrown blunderbuss that lies between its legs. Half of its brain is overgrown with fruiting bodies and mycelium. And the mushrooms seem to be reconstructing the brain out of mycelium. One half-connected eyeball droops from its cheeks on a thin hair of fungal threads, and the body seems to be still breathing, its chest heaving as if being compelled by some external force instead of its own volition.
Ooh. Annihilation or what?
That's gross.
I think that's really gross. I think as we've been walking down, Ledger's been like whistling to himself. But he has his gun out. He's had it out the whole time, but he's kind of just like, it seems like he's not taking the situation very seriously. And then when they see this corpse, he kind of cocks his head off to the side. And I think he says something quietly to his death. And then he looks back at the rest of the group and he's like, I can't tell if that man is alive or dead. It seems to be something in between. How would you like to proceed?
Yeah, Halo is very confused by this because his dichotomy of whether something's alive or not is if it's moving. And it's like, that doesn't look like it should be alive, but moving. You can like see gears cracking apart in his brain.
Moving. Bailey looks to Booker. What do we do?
Where's Booker drawn to here?
Deeper in?
We have to go deeper.
But then it says wait. Booker, you feel compelled to wait.
Actually, Booker just looks deep in thought. I think we have to wait here.
What? Now, hold on just a damn second. You're telling me you dragged us all this way in an awful hurry so that we could wait?
Yeah, you were onto something. You knew where you were going. Just take us there.
The corpse said wait, by the way. Everyone could hear that.
Oh.
You're listening to him?
What else does the corpse have to say?
Come closer.
We walked over, up. I assume.
Yeah.
Throw like a rock near it first.
Yeah, sure. You throw a rock near it, it squishes on the mycelium on the ground.
It's not going to puff out spores and colonize me.
Do you know what spores are, Halo?
No. Halo's not afraid of this at all. He has no concept of danger.
That's good.
At least not from fungus.
The corpse says, we do not need to be enemies, outsiders. I do not seek violence. Will you parlay with me in my den?
Well, I guess that depends if you're going to put a mushroom inside me that's going to make me want to put a bullet in my own head. I have matters yet to attend.
No. No. I only did that to those who attacked me, who betrayed my trust. I will send you one of my princes to guide you to me, and we will speak.
Do you know who Checker Graham is?
What?
Checker Graham. I'm not even looking at you.
This vessel is unfit. It is impolite to negotiate through such faulty proxies. I know a great deal. Come deeper. We will speak.
We have to go.
All right, send your prince.
Good. Just a moment. And then the body becomes a little less animate and continues just taking weird heaving breaths. After, so you have like, let's call it like 20 minutes, right? I don't know if you want to have like a, like what are you doing when you wait 20 minutes in this really bizarre fungal area?
Ledger definitely rolls a smoke and then starts smoking it, careful to keep his matches away from the big ass canister that Bailey's hauling around. And then I think he's just like, so you want to negotiate with this thing?
If it knows something, that's good.
Something I mean, about what?
About Graham Checker, you know? Checker.
No,
Graham.
I don't know, do I?
No.
Does he?
No.
I absolutely do not know. It is my first time hearing that name, and I do not understand its pertinence to our current.
That's okay. Class. That's okay. Everyone's going to hear his name in a bit. He's the guy who realized, you know, what's going on, that we're living in a machine, and this was a place that he was, and he knew that things went deeper, and we need to figure that out. And a mushroom grows deep. That means a mushroom would know, right?
I love the logic.
Exactly.
I suppose so.
Booker's with me.
He's reading his rat book, Colin.
Good. I've got you to crack that thing open. You're getting good. You know, you spend a little more time with it. When you have some more proper downtime, you think you could really, really cling on to the words of this wise man who wrote this book.
This could be a huge lead for us, okay? It'd be perfect.
I'll take your word for it. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I think that's a good ending point. A figure emerges from the darkness of the deeper caves, wielding a... It's not a jar, but it is shaped like a jar, made of glowing mushrooms, as a lantern. It is fundamentally humanoid, but its skin is a pale white mycelial flesh with frilled protrusions that occasionally emit spores. Its head is a ribbed mask of white flesh and black gills, atop which is a ring of yellow fungal horns, creating a crown of sorts. Thin layers of mycelium create flowing garments and a cloak, and at its side is a stark white rapier. This is, you believe, the prince that she referred to. And it quietly gestures for you to follow it into the cave.
Y'all mind if I smoke in here? He says, while following.
The prince bows cordially, as if to indicate, that's chill, dog.
Nice.
Nice. Didn't know mushrooms are chill like that.
They are, dude. They're super chill.
Nice.
You get a feeling they're extremely chill, Booker. You especially.
Sick.
Booker smiles.
The cave, there are you... You're following his light. You're not producing any of your own, I assume. But you can if you want. This isn't important. I'm just asking.
I'm following.
Great.
Just following.
The cave narrows, and the mycelial tendrils on the wall become thicker and thicker, creating a fleshy white artery which springs underneath your feet. You pass other fungal creatures, much like the Pale Prince. Some of them are very animals, some are people, some are undergoing the metamorphosis like that corpse, kind of plugged into the wall. The cave kind of splits and you let off of the main path deeper and deeper, and the air becomes thicker and mustier. About 20 minutes into this trek, you come across what looks to be a Cathari soldier wearing a full full face glass and leather gas mask, and he's kind of stuck to the wall. But he seems to have his faculties about him more than the others, and he says, hey, give me a hand here. We got to get out of here.
Well, actually, I think Ledger's gonna let Bailey take the tiller on this one. This seems like it's kind of his parade now.
Bailey turns to Booker. What do we do?
What do you mean? What do you do? help me!
Doesn't Booker just want to comply and keep going?
Anything else is dangerous to you.
Yeah, I don't. We need to keep going.
Okay, we'll get you on the way back, all right? Don't worry.
What? I don't... Look, I might not be me on the way back.
It'll be okay. Friend, we'll tell them.
Settle. Just one... Relax for a moment. I don't think struggling will help you out much. Now, we are here to have words with this
creature, if you already have something inside of your brain, I don't think leaving is going to avail you much, based on what I have seen. So perhaps we can put in a good word for you with the big mushroom downstairs, as it were.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think so. I've already seen two people who have shot themselves in the head after exposure to this thing. I don't think running will do you any good.
So it's already got you then. I see you're not wearing a mask, so...
Ledger shrugs.
Is the escort still walking? Like, are we walking away?
The prince is patiently waiting for you to catch up.
Okay, that's nice.
While watching you.
Booker's by the prince.
So look, let me put it this way. I have no interest in allowing a fellow countryman to die an agonizing mushroom-based death. If it can at all be avoided, I will do what I can, one way or another. And he smiles.
He like, looks at you. Have I seen you somewhere?
People keep saying that to me, and I never have a good answer for it, other than to say, it is possible. I am a bit of a rambling man, as it were.
Okay, fine.
I'll be right back.
he seems unhappy. Just don't let it eat me. Don't let it eat me, please. Please don't let it eat me. Please.
I don't think it eats people. Well, you know. I think he's just going to walk away.
Yeah. You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
He was eaten.
It's going to be totally fine, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Eventually, your guide deposits you in a few more minutes in a very large chamber. The walls are almost entirely coated with various animals and people who are undergoing this fungal change. Some of them groan ambivalently, but most of them are silent. Large, luminous mushrooms sprout out of the ground, casting a blue glow. At the very center of the room, suspended by thick mycelial webbing, is a bulging white polyp nearly the size of an elephant. It is a large, lumpy organ, writhing and pulsing as if a thousand unborn children were kicking within its confines. Above, some of these strange blue conduits from the farm are connected to the organ, pulsing rhythmically in time with it. Off to the side, you see a couple of those canisters of lymph, similar to the ones you were given, and they have been emptied of the fluid within them. Here, the pale prince, which is the one guiding you, approaches the large mass, and then falls to its knees and collapses, becoming inanimate.
That's gross.
How does Booker feel here?
You're home, dude. You're home. You feel better. That urge is gone. You can get rid of that fallout.
Oh, hell yeah. Does he still feel happy after the fallout's gone, though?
No. What the fuck are you doing here?
Guys, what are we doing here? Booker went pale.
This is a horrible idea. You have made a horrible mistake. A voice surrounds you, and the air itself kind of seems to chafe together to bring sound into being. And this large pale organ thrums in time with the voice, and it says, "Welcome, humans and cousin. I am the Pale Mother.